USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's an icy mess, a life-threatening mess in central Texas today, thanks to an ice storm. Correspondent Morgan Chesky's in the middle of it in Dallas.
We've been sub-freezing now for going on 24 hours, and it has been a brutal batch of sleet, freezing rain, maybe some snow flurries, and rinse and repeat, going to make things incredibly treacherous for anyone driving today.
Flying is no easy feat as well. Dallas's two major airports are diverting inbound flights due to icy runways. Two major airlines based in the Metroplex, Southwest and American, have canceled nearly 1,000 flights so far. And when the ice is done in central Texas,
after we go from the potential for freezing rain for a few days, then we have potential for some flash floods from eastern Texas across parts of the lower Mississippi Valley and into parts of the south.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec. No big rains for a change, but Southern California will deal with some big-time wind today. 30 to 40 miles an hour near the coast, up to 75-mile-an-hour gusts in the mountains. Show me your budget, the words of President Biden today aimed at House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The two are scheduled to meet tomorrow to talk about raising the debt limit. McCarthy's called for spending cuts coupled with a debt limit increase, but he's not yet offered any specifics. News about what New York Congressman George Santos will be doing with his two committee assignments. Nothing for now.
Now, we just got out of conference, and George has voluntarily removed himself from committees.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik with that news. Santos says he'll stay off his committees until questions about his past and his finances are resolved. If you're car shopping and thinking about buying a new Kia or Hyundai, consider this. Two big insurance companies, State Farm and Progressive, are cutting back on insuring those brands because they lack anti-theft devices. That's led to a huge spike in Kias and Hyundais being stolen. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The man who allegedly drove his family off a cliff in Northern California is being charged with attempted murder. San Mateo County DA Steve Wagstaff says it was an easy call.
There are cameras on that, and so we have video showing the movement of the car as it went, after it left the tunnel, went up the hill, went, turned off of the road, and then turned to go down the cliff.
California Highway Patrol officers arrested 41-year-old Dharmesh Patel right after he was released from a hospital. Patel's wife and two kids were seriously injured. Rescue crews say the family's survival is an absolute miracle. In New York City, they're cracking down on a problem that's not been solved by the legalization of recreational marijuana. Illegal pot shops.
The problem is with these stores is the product that they're actually putting out there, we're not sure what they're mixing it with, what they're cutting it with.
The NYPD's Philip Schaefer, after police arrested several people at one store, one of many is 1,200 shops illegally selling marijuana products in New York City. Also in the city, reaction positive and very negative over the lights on the Empire State Building the last 2 days.
I was upset. I couldn't believe the symbol of New York, the symbol of America did that.
I would be upset. I mean, if this was in Philadelphia and they put the Giants, I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
I think it was awesome that they did it. I do.
It's something that bothers everybody. You got to let it go.
The Empire State Building owners lit up the skyscraper first in Eagles green and white, then in Chiefs red and white to honor this year's Super Bowl teams. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.